This is the Whitman Dining Hall at 511.
For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Yusuf Abdallah. You're listening to Daybreak. On Friday, March 29th, I woke up at 4 a.m. to rest in the Whitman Dining Hall, where students gather to prepare for a day of fasting as part of the Ramadan Fastathon. This is an early meal called Suhoor and is the last meal before a day of fasting, which ends at the first sight of the sun rising. With over 100 students signed up for this early morning meal, this year's Fastathon was off to an enthusiastic start. But let's back up for a moment. What exactly is Ramadan? Ramadan is a month-long holiday on the Muslim calendar, considered the holiest time of the year, as it was the period when the religion's holy book, the Qur'an, was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a central figure in the faith. He is known as the last prophet and messenger of the word of God. During the month, Muslims abstain from eating or drinking from sunrise till sunset to practice both self-control and gratitude. Throughout the month, there is an increased level of prayer, charity, and worship in order to foster a closer relationship to God. On April 9th, the month of Ramadan came to a close, culminating in the celebration of Eid al-Fitr, which translates to celebration of breaking the fast, the following day. Throughout Ramadan, the Muslim Students Association, also known as the MSA, hosted a variety of events. Today, Daybreak revisits one of the MSA's biggest events from the month, the Fastathon. This event is MSA's standout community event, bringing members from all faith backgrounds together to observe a day of Ramadan, following the experience of an observant Muslim. As I had my last meal for the next 15 hours, I sat down with Mohan Study Charity, class of 2024, a senior in the economics department. Study Charity is a former columnist for the Daily Princetonian. As we shared our food, he shared his excitement for the day ahead.
This is my first Fastathon. I sort of felt compelled to do this because I had a lot of friends, both Muslim and non-Muslim, who talked about the experience they had with Fastathon last year, as well as a close friend who sort of was supportive in me joining this year. I didn't know exactly what to expect, but I felt upon arriving that there were a lot of familiar faces and that even if I didn't exactly come with a group of people, I still had a lot of different like options for like who people to talk to, different people with like, obviously some people were just drinking water, some people were like eating a lot of food. And I found it to be like, even though it is early in the morning, it did seem like a really nice way to sort of like start the day. And so, yeah, no, I found it to be like a very good experience.
Before setting off from Whitman, I spoke with event organizers Lena Memon, class of 2025, co-president of the MSA, and Zoha Khan, class of 2026, the club's events organizer. As Suhoor came to an end, they expanded on what it means to be able to put this event on for the community.
I think Fastathon for me is my favorite event of the year that the Muslim Students Association holds, just because I think it's one of those events that answers a lot of questions for people. A lot of people who aren't familiar with Ramadan like often wonder like, what is it like to experience a day of fasting? What do my friends go through on a daily basis during the month? And I think just like inviting people to take part in that experience is really helpful and also like relieves the pressure a little bit off of the average student from answering all those questions that their friends, professors, etc. may have.
Khan elaborated on how the Fastathon provides students with the opportunity to look beyond the act of fasting to engage with its deeper significance within the tradition.
I also think Fastathon is a great way to experience what a day in the life of a Muslim is like, especially during this month of Ramadan, and recognize that it's more than actual just abstaining from food and water. So much of it is like community, so much of it is just like getting together, so much of it is spirituality, and that's where Fastathon comes in.
The MSA is one of the most active spaces for Muslim students on campus, holding a number of events during the month of Ramadan, as well as the rest of the year. The club is student-run, serving the Princeton Muslim community while also fostering a space for anyone who wants to learn more about Islam. MSA accomplishes these goals by putting on study breaks, organizing interfaith events, and a variety of other activities centered around Muslim life. Like the Fastathon, these events are open to the greater Princeton community in addition to Muslim students. After Suhoor, students shuffled out of the dining hall and proceeded with their days. While the community iftar, which is the time where the fast can be broken at sunset, wasn't for several hours, there was another opportunity for students to partake in another element of Muslim life, Jum'ah prayer. Jum'ah prayer is a congressional prayer service that takes place midday on Fridays. They begin with a sermon that covers different elements from the Quran, as well as general guidance outlined by the religion's teachings, and ends with a two-unit prayer. The Jum'ah sermon was given by Assistant Dean for Muslim Life in the Office of Religious Life, Imam Khalian Abdullah, where he discussed the deeper meanings behind Ramadan, how the month is an opportunity to get closer to God, and the manner in which fasting shows up in a variety of religions.
So, it's important to note that fasting isn't particular to Muslims. Many of our friends learn that we fast in the month of Ramadan, and it may seem strange, may seem too much, a lot to do. But fasting has not only been a practice embraced by Muslims, but those who came before, those wise men and women, those men and women seeking to better themselves and to become closer to God, those men and women who are thinking about what they have and what they don't have in relationship to those who don't have. It purifies not only the body, but the soul.
As the time for the breaking of the fast approached, volunteers began to set up for the community iftar. I spoke with Kari Franklin, class of 2024, who was helping with the setup and his experience with volunteering.
I was involved helping out with the setup, which I think part of that speaks to just the beauty of the MSA and the community. One of my friends, he mentioned it as a leaderful community. So we have so many people who are just excited to help foster communities, excited to help bring people together and just have food and share, I was about to say culture, but share what I think of as is Islamic culture, but more fundamentally that than that, like a Muslim way of seeing the world and seeing service.
He also took the time to talk about how the volunteering team responded to a mishap with the setup process.
I think we had like an accident, right? Like some food spilled. I think this is just so beautiful about being a Muslim in the Muslim perspective. It's like, you know, in the Quran, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, like the believers like will never grieve, you know, because when an accident happens or something seems like it's going wrong, we all kind of have a fundamental understanding that everything is good, that, you know, God is organizing things how they're supposed to be. We just have to figure out how to respond in the best way to that. We're just like, okay, this is happening. Let's get at solving the problem.
And solve the problem they did. After some remarks by the MSA board, a Quran recitation, and a talk by a residential graduate student, the day of fasting officially came to a close at 7:21 p.m. People broke their fast with water and dates, which are both traditionally used to break the fast. As the night continued, the number of people at the community iftar grew past the expected 169 that had RSVP'd for the event. By the end of the event, food had to be ordered three times over, with Khan estimating the attendance to be over 300 students and community members. After the meal, I sat down with Omar Ashafi, an international exchange student from Oxford, who spoke about his experience as a relative newcomer to this community.
Yeah, so this event is, you know, means a lot to me because coming to the UK, it means that I get to meet a lot of new people. And, you know, just it's not just the Fastathon, right? It's like, you know, the community iftars that we have with the Muslim community. And then we have like on Tuesdays and Thursdays, as well as, you know, we group together in the dining halls. Mm-hmm. I find that pretty amazing, you know, so we can have whether the groups are small or big, Muslims and non-Muslims come together and, you know, break fast, eat food, and, you know, just converse about, you know, a lot of things.
I also asked him specifically about how events put on by the MSA have influenced him as an international student away from home.
That's something I was thinking about when I went back home over the winter. I was like, how is it that I was able to build like such a strong, you know, community and friendship, you know, in such a small amount of time? And I think it's because, you know, creating like events that are very intentional in their purpose, like this Fastathon, right? Like, you know, showing, you know, even non-Muslims that, you know, how we pray, for example, and then how we break fast. It means that we can connect and, like, you know, talk about religion and just talk about deeper topics, you know, not just about class and about stuff. So I think, you know, events like these is what, you know, holds people together in the community and, like, you know, builds new friendships.
And with that, the day concluded. On the day after the Fastathon, I reconnect with Mohan to get his thoughts on his first Ramadan experience.
Even as a non-Muslim student, I felt like very welcomed, very invited. I was eating dinner. I sat with maybe two people I knew and 10 or 15 people that I didn't know. And it was really nice to sort of like meet people, sort of have everyone just like around, like sort of celebrating and really feeling sort of like connected. And the fact that we had a shared experience yesterday made it a little easier to, like, I think, bridge gaps and show that, like, you know, we had something that we shared, a shared experience. And so I thought that really sort of contributed to feeling like a sense of belonging, even if, you know, we weren't engaging in the same prayer.
That's all for Daybreak today. Today's episode was written by me, sound engineered by Twyla Colburn, and produced under the 148th Managing Board of The Prince. Our theme was composed by Ed Horn, class of 2022. For the Daily Princetonian, I'm Yusuf Abdelner. Have a wonderful day.